Greetings, my fellow Earthlings. Welcome to Raven's Rabbit Hole. I'm your intrepid host, Raven McMinn, and this is my Cosmic Rabbit Hole, a place where we keep an open mind, where we question everything, we speak our truth loud and proud. We think outside of the box. We walk on the wild side, down the roads less traveled, and we always, always, always maintain a healthy sense of humor. If you are interested in extraterrestrials or parallel worlds, I can't say that word, parallel worlds, other dimensions, star seeds, crystals, lost history, metaphysics, quantum science, paranormal phenomenon, or if you are a tinfoil hat designer, then you are in the right place, my friend, but all are welcome here. I describe myself as having one foot firmly grounded here in Mother Earth and in science and logic, and the other foot out exploring the cosmos for the woo-woo of the woo-woo, with the intention of bringing to you each week topics and guests that will expand and raise your awareness, and just help you cope in this crazy, crazy world that we live in. It's my sincerest hope that you'll find this next hour educational or inspiring, interesting, empowering, or at the very least entertaining. Whatever the case may be, I do thank you for being here. I'd like to invite you to be part of the show by joining our Facebook chat room. If you've never joined before, this is what you do. Go to 12radio.com. On the left-hand side, third one down, you'll see chat. Give that a click. And then you'll see where you can ask to join the group. Give that a click. And my wonderful producer, Wizard Jay, is waiting in the wings, and he will let you right in. You just look for my banner that says Raven's Rabbit Hole, and then you're free to comment and post underneath there. And if you're a first-time listener, welcome. And if you're nervous about being in a rabbit hole and potentially getting lost, no worries, because Jay, like I said, is a wizard. And he will look in his crystal ball and find you and bring you safely back to the surface by the end of the show. So no worries there. I'd like to give a shout out to Jay and thank him for all that he does to get us on the air and sounding good and keeping me calm when things freak out right before the show. Thank you, Jay. You're so appreciated. So speaking of the chat room, I'm going to hop over to the chat room, say a quick hello to everybody. I've got a wonderful guest. I've got the Love Sherpa in the house tonight. Woohoo! And I'm going to bring her on here in just a few minutes. And I got a few little announcements and things to go over with you. And let me get to Facebook there and see about that. It's going to move slow. Yeah. Hey, happy birthday to all the Pisces out there. The sun has went into Pisces last week. And so big happy birthday to all of you. I happen to love Pisces season. I feel more creative this time of year. Something about the Pisces. I got a Pisces ascendant, so maybe that's all it is. But yeah, I love this time of year. We have a beautiful, beautiful waxing moon tonight in the sign of Leo. Now, Leo is a good sign to get anything done with your hair. If you're going to color your hair with this full moon coming up, if you want to cut your hair for it to stimulate growth, you want to cut it as close to the new moon, or excuse me, full moon as possible. So if you're wanting your hair to grow long, get a trim anytime between now and Saturday. Speaking of the full moon this Saturday, it's called the quickening moon. It's going to be in the sign of Virgo. And Jay and I have the moon project, which will be happening at 6 p.m. this Saturday night to talk about the new moon. And I said new moon again, didn't I? Hello. Rewind. Okay. Talk about the full moon, rather. It's been one of those days, folks. And so in order to attend that class, go to 12academy.com, and you'll see that offering there. We'd love to have you. If you've got some time to be with us Saturday night, then more the merrier. I wanted to mention the fact that tonight's show, I have a special shout out and a thank you to Aaron Carrera, who is sponsoring tonight's show. Aaron is a One to Listen advisor and a One to Radio host. You can hear her show on Thursdays at 10 a.m. And she's a very talented young lady. And she's a very gifted psychic as well. And you can reach her to work with her over at onetolisten.com. And check out her show, like I said, on Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific time, right here, same place. All right. Thank you, Aaron. I'm still trying to get over to the chat room. Okay, I think I'm there now finally. Peter is moving a little slow this evening. So let me see here. All right. All right. Well, it's just going to continue to, I'll get back over there in a little bit as it's just really super slow here tonight. And I have to refresh this page and that goofy thing that you have to click on top. Is it this top chats and get or all posts or something like that? Yeah, I gotta click that darn thing. Anyway, let me get my guest on in here. Okay, like I said, the Love Sherpa is in the house tonight. And Lori's show is on Mondays here at 1-2 Radio at 10 a.m. Pacific time. And Lori is a very intuitive gal. She's had many years' experience in metaphysical studies. And she's also attended the world-renowned spiritual psychology program at the University of Santa Monica. She's a gifted psychic in her own right. And I just adore her. And I just had to have her on tonight because we had her on Backstage Pass last week. We got to talking about the human design. And I find this whole thing fascinating. So we'll start the conversation there, but God only knows where it'll go from there. You got two dueling Capricorns here tonight and a producer with a Capricorn rising, so it could go anywhere. Welcome back to the rabbit hole, Lori. Come on in.
Thank you, Raven. It's great to be here. And we're definitely not dueling tonight. We're definitely friendly.
Oh, yeah. I didn't mean it like that.
I know. I'm just kidding. But we did have a good
Can't.
time the other night. That was fun. Or the other morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been looking at this human design thing. I got a lot of questions for you. But first I found something really funny, kind of cute that I thought maybe we would start out with. This is a fun thing. It is this article I found this morning. So it was on some Microsoft news thing or whatever, and it's Zodiac's influence on addiction. And the author of this article has broken down per sign what you're most likely to be addicted to based on your sun sign.
Oh boy, I can't wait to hear this.
Some of these are not even hard to guess, but some of them are just kind of funny.
Now I would say Capricorns are not addictive personalities. What do you think?
That depression thing makes them, I think, have a propensity towards trying to alleviate the depression and could turn into addiction. So I
Oh,
would think,
okay.
yeah, from that aspect of it. But otherwise, they're too controlled or stoic or responsible, really. You don't really meet too many raging addicts that are Capricorns for sure. They know how to keep it
Yeah, because
under
control.
under control or
For
hide it
sure.
well.
Yeah, the control is a big thing for Capricorn. We're not necessarily trying to control anybody but ourselves, really.
Yeah.
Although some people do. It depends on the person, I guess. But I
They
was
get a
listening
bad
to what
rap.
we do, and I was getting to think about what you said. You said you were a Pisces rising. Okay, so Pisces, on the other hand, do like tend to be a little more on the addictive side.
Yeah, they can be addicted to anything and everything.
Pretty much, yeah. I was trying to say it gently because I don't want to insult anybody. But in general, there's always exceptions to every rule. But yeah. But go ahead, please. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you there.
That's fine. Now, Aries, they have Aries. The Aries could be most addicted to speed
Yeah.
because they have that overconfidence and impatience about them.
That makes sense.
And so they got to go, go, do. They're
They have a lot of
constantly
energy.
for adrenaline and
Yep.
things like that. So moving on here now, the Taurus. This is a no-brainer. Food.
Oh, well, yeah. My mom was a Taurus and she was always complaining about those last 20 pounds.
I had a grandma that was a Taurus, and she was always cooking, always in the kitchen. And they also they have two of them: food or weed or both.
Or weed.
Yeah.
Oh, can I tell you a funny story?
Yeah,
You're
please do.
gonna love this. My mom, the Taurus, was such a good mom. And it's really funny because one time we were at a wedding, my stepbrother and my stepsister's wedding, actually. And I was looking for my mom. They told me she was up in one of the hotel rooms where, after the wedding with my stepsister and her new husband. And so I went up there, I walk into the room, and the three of them were smoking weed. And I had never seen my mom like do any kind of drugs ever, not
Yeah.
even weed. And I walk in and I said, "Mom, like, what are you doing?" And so she takes the joint out of her mouth, holds it over toward me. She goes, "Want some?"
Oh, funny. Oh my God, funny.
I was like, okay.
Did you ever find out that was her first time smoking?
I don't think it was.
She
I
hid it
don't
from
think
you pretty
so.
well then, huh?
She sure did. There are a lot of things about my mom I didn't
That's
know.
funny. Yeah, you have to tell her about this one. Food or weed or both?
I would if she
Okay,
were
let's
here.
see.
I'll have to tell her in spirit because she passed about 30 years ago. But
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm sure she's listening to us right now and laughing right
She's
along.
laughing.
I'm certain of that.
So Geminis are gems at distracting themselves, it says here. when they, especially when it has to do with feelings. And so their addictions are most likely to be smoking and the internet.
I would have
And as a
said
Gemini
talking.
moon, yeah.
They talk a
Well,
lot.
internet chat rooms. You do that all the
See?
time. As a Gemini moon, I can attest to this. Yeah. I'm addicted to my internet. And yes, I'm totally addicted to my cigarettes too.
Oh,
Both go
Gemini
hand in
moon.
hand.
How interesting your chart is. Wow.
Maybe that explains a few things why I'm such a spaz and so crazy, right? I
Well, I would reframe it. You have a
feel
lot of energy in many different areas.
you're too kind.
That's true.
Okay, for
That's true.
cancer, they have a propensity towards prescription drugs or alcohol.
Yeah, they like to be comfortable.
Yeah, they like to retreat from the outside world. And things with prescriptions are they're not looked at the same way that other drugs are. They're kind of one of those things that can they're socially acceptable, but it's prescribed by a doctor, right? You know, so therefore it's not considered a drug in the same way that weed or something else would be. Yeah.
Yes, this is actually true. I'm
Leo.
thinking of someone who has cancer, I think cancer midheaven, and she's definitely had a propensity for
And
that.
it, cancers are the sign that are most susceptible to blocking out pain and bad memories.
Oh.
Yeah, with prescription meds or alcohol, especially when personally wounded, or going through, an actual heartbreak. That's their thing.
That's difficult.
Leo's is shopping.
They do like nice things, Leos.
It governs pleasure and creativity, so it's perfect for, being one of the materialistic of the signs. And variety is one of their number one character traits. So, and the performing, so back to see shopping. Yeah,
Yeah,
I
and
was never really.
I was going to say they're the
Go ahead.
kings and queens of the zodiac, so they like their luxury items.
Yes. That's exactly what this article says, and that they have,
Yeah.
they're the most flamboyant of all the signs. And
Yeah, I've heard
this one,
that
I
too.
didn't
That's
really,
very true.
this next one, I didn't really think was an addiction, but yeah, I guess it is. This is for Virgos. Virgos are more susceptible to codependency.
Oh, interesting. See, I have a
I would have thought
Virgo
that would have
moon.
been, oh, do you?
I
Oh.
do. I don't know if that fits me, but
It says
I'll have to think about that.
here that, They're naturally very gifted caretakers for people and animals. They have a keen ability to analyze, to overthink, and to problem solve. The shadow side of this talent for helping others is that it draws Virgo to try to gain a sense of purpose in their own lives by devoting themselves entirely to someone else and forgetting about their own well-being. I would have thought that would apply to Libra. I've always thought of Libra as being the one that's all about partnership, you know?
Well,
It's interesting.
Libras love partnership, but they like different partners, like from what I've heard. They're I don't know, they have a hard time picking just one sometimes. And
It
we're
says
making great
that
generalizations here, of course.
Virgos, yeah, it says here that Virgos may seek out relationships with addicts or those that are struggling with some type of mental illness. And by doing so, a Virgo can avoid their own lives by constantly having to be important to others and helping others.
Okay, that kind of makes
Yeah.
sense.
And then, okay, Libra. So Libras is they are addicted to love.
Yeah,
Gonna have to face it, you're addicted to love. Yeah,
for sure.
song
It's all
plays
that
in my
Venus
head.
energy, right?
Yeah, because it is the sign of ship and marriage. Yeah, indeed. Libras don't see themselves as being without someone else to balance them, it says here. And Libras often stir up ill feelings when it comes to love and intimacy because they tend to move too fast and make declarations of love before fully knowing the person.
Yeah, I hear
So we're all
that.
guilty that. Man, when love comes knocking at the door, you just go for it, you know? I think
Oh,
everybody
God.
does that to some extent, right?
I don't know.
You know?
I'm thinking of myself.
Anyway,
I'm
huh?
like,
See hard.
I like it, but I like it, but do I push it away or do I invite it
Invite it in, then push it away.
Probably.
Okay, next one's Scorpio. Let's take a big three guesses on what this one's going to be, and the first two don't count.
I think I know that one.
Scorpio.
Is it, should I guess?
Yes?
I would say
You want to
sex.
take a guess? Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding. You win. Yes.
Ding ding. And Scorpio is my rising
Yeah, that's a
sign.
big surprise.
Yes,
It?
it
You have an interesting chart too. All right. You got
Yeah,
two
it's not
earths and
boring.
a water. You got
Yep.
Virgo. Cool. All right.
Yes.
Sagittarius. Sagittarius, the archer, is gambling and drinking. Because they're ruled by Jupiter, the planet of good fortune, it kind of goes right along with gambling. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
Using fortune
they're
and
free
luck and
spirits.
yeah.
They like travel too.
It says gambling and drinking can also appeal to a Sagittarius because of their tendency to take on risks, at times being reckless and flighty of nature.
Yeah, I hear that.
Okay, so here's Capricorn. Okay, pills and eating disorders.
Oh, well, that's true. I've talked about that on my show, actually. I feel like food has in the past, up till now, been an issue for me at times. So, yeah, the eating disorder thing I can totally relate to.
Yeah, I can too. They thought I had one for a while, but I didn't. I just when I would get depressed. So most people, when they get depressed, they'll eat. I would do the opposite. I would lose my appetite and I wouldn't eat.
So that fits.
Yeah. And the
Oh,
pill
these are
thing
pretty
goes
accurate.
too.
Wow.
Yeah. Let's see. It says pills or eating disorders can often be cloaked in secrecy. Then and they don't have to, yeah. Their addiction's
Yes.
not right out there, yeah.
So Saturn is the
Good one.
planet where, yeah, things are hidden. Actually, I think Scorpio is as well, but yeah, for
Sure.
sure. I think Scorpio and Capricorn have a lot in common, but maybe that's just because I have both of them, so I can't tell the difference. I don't know.
Well, and you know, they get along well. When you look at all the compatibility charts and things like that, Scorpio and Capricorn go really well together. And I look back through my life and my dad's a Scorpio. I have lots of Scorpios in my family and in my friends.
This is
And when I look
very
back at my
true.
past boyfriends, I've had the majority of them have been Scorpios.
My ex-husband was a
Okay, so this
Scorpio.
is really
Yes, for
there you go. Okay,
10 years
wait.
we were together. My ex-husband, my daughter's dad was a Scorpio. So, and we get along. We don't talk a lot now, but when we were before we got divorced, we got along really well. And then there was a moment where we didn't, and then we got divorced. So it happens.
Yeah, it does. Love them. Aquarius, they are most addicted to video games.
Oh.
That's not what I would have guessed. I
I
was
wouldn't
surprised to hear that
either.
one.
I'm not, I am kind of surprised, but not totally, because they do kind of keep to themselves sometimes, because they don't like they love people, but they don't love big groups necessarily of people. So they kind of do their own thing.
Yeah,
That's
Mark put it this way, that they love humanity, but they don't like people.
right. There you go. Which I found to
That
be very true.
is true. Independence being an Aquarius way of life, video games allow an Aquarius the opportunity to channel their complex emotions and insecurities into a controlled and entertaining fantasy where you're in charge and away from the real world.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay, Pisces. And they just have alcohol listed for Pisces, but I would venture to say, because for myself, it could just be just about anything, just depending on your personality, really. But that they have a high susceptibility to drowning their sorrows in alcohol and lending precious time to unbalanced people.
Well, that's not good, since I was really involved with a Pisces for a long time. And I've been involved with two Pisces. They were two of my main relationships. And one of them was not a substance user. The other one was an alcoholic, but not actively while he was with me, or I probably wouldn't have been with him. But yeah, I can definitely see that being true.
Yeah, they're so compassionate and they see deeply into the human psyche, and they're so. I have even went as far as to say that compassion can be a curse,
They feel
and I think
so
that.
much.
Yeah, and I look around at these cats. You know, I never wanted to have all these cats here, but I couldn't let them starve either. So
Oh,
that's where
grief.
it's become kind of a curse in a way, because they're ornery. They make messes every day. They tear shit up. They're expensive to feed, and nobody seems to want to adopt any animals here lately. And so I'm kind of, you know, and this is like, you know, I sit back and I think as I'm cleaning out the ninth litter box for the day, there's like a lot of things I would rather be doing than this.
Well, it's very
One or
good
two
of you
litter
to do
boxes,
that.
okay,
How many cats do
but
you have?
nine is a bit much. Oh my God. Depending on the day, some of them are outside and they come and go. They're kind of sort of feral, but not really feral. So it just depends. On average, there's probably 20 cats that eat here a day. They don't all stay at the house, but yeah, I feed about 20 of them.
Have you ever seen on Instagram? I forget which account it is, but this couple actually built an outdoor home for all the semi-feral cats that they take care of. And there are so many of them, probably similar to the amount you have or the number you have. But it's so cool. Like they built this great house with these lovely little nooks and crannies for the cats, and they heated it, and it's great. It's so great. I'll have to look up the account. Let me see if I can find it.
There's I wonder if it's the same one. There's one on Facebook that has a live webcam, and it's like a big pole barn. Like that you would put farm equipment, tractors and stuff like that in, and they converted it to a shelter. And they have
That
all these like
sounds like,
bunk beds for the cats and stuff.
Something
Cat farm is
Yes, that's it. Something cat
yeah,
farm.
I've seen that. Yeah. And you know what? There's nobody fighting. And I'm like, what's the secret? What is the secret? Because There's no fighting going on. There's no roughhousing. They're all just real mellow, and if you got to be drugging them into food or something, your mind are bouncing off the walls, wrecking everything they can get their hands on, and some days it's just pandemonium around here. It's just crazy. Okay, so there's the zodiac addiction propensities.
That was good. I'm so glad you found that.
That was just something a little fun. So, talk to me about human design. This is a would you call it a system of like self-discovery, or how would you describe human design for those who don't know what this is?
I'm not a human design expert. I know a little bit about it. I'm just starting to really get to know it a little bit better. There are many people who know a lot more about it than I do. But excuse me one second. Frog in my throat. But yeah, it's kind of like a personality typing system, but it's more than that. What it is, it was discovered by this guy who I feel like he discovered it intuitively. And there are five different types, and it's actually how you are designed to operate best as a human being. So it's pretty remarkable, and it's very accurate, and it has aspects of Jay was saying it the other day on Backstage Pass, astrology, and I think I Ching and a few other personality typing systems, all kind of melded into one with a few other aspects. And I don't know, I don't remember exactly where it comes from, but
Kind of like an amalgamation, I guess, from what I understand, of astrology, numerology, and Kabbalah, or
yeah, exactly. And it
what's
just like everything just goes together so well. And he came out with these five types. And I mean, when you look at your chart, you see all these numbers and you see this really funny looking figure with like shapes and spaces, and some are filled in and some are empty. And it just tells you so very much about how you are, like what your purpose is, what you're here to do, how you work best, things like
your
how
gifts.
you, yeah, your gifts, whether you like to, like your digestion, like we were talking about, whether you like to eat with a lot of noise around you or whether you like it quiet, your environment that you like best. Some people like, caves, other people like spaces where there are a lot of people buzzing around, a lot of activity. Just where you thrive. It's all about thriving. And oh God, it's complicated, but it's complicated only because there's so much to it, but it's fun and very fascinating once you look into it. And we found out that, did you look into yours? You were a manifestor. Yeah.
And I tried a couple different names. Just I was trying to see what information and how they do this. And they ask you for just your name, your date of birth, your time of birth, and your place of birth. And that's it. And I'm going to
Just
post a
like
link here in the chat room for everybody so you guys can do yours. And it's amazing what they can do with just that information. Should I say your time of birth? Your time of birth also is important.
same exact information that they ask you when you do your astrology chart.
Yeah, same thing, exactly. And this is a totally different system. I'm just deleting my information off here before I send this link. And I think I got it done here. Okay, yeah. All right, let me copy paste this real fast.
I'm
And
looking
so
to see.
just with that little bit of information, they can tell you so much, and it's so accurate. And
It
what
is.
area of your body that you're like the seat of your intuition is? Mine was in the spleen, which surprised me.
Mine too. Mine is also splenic. And for some other types, like generators and manifesting generators, their area of their power is their sacral area, which is a much more, I shouldn't say more emotional because it's just different. Like they have to actually feel into things a certain way. Whereas people who are splenic, like I know how I operate by my intuition. And so being splenic means that if I get an intuitive hit, I'll know pretty much instantly whether it's a yes or a no for me. Whereas someone who's sacral might need to actually think about it a little bit more and feel into it for a longer period of time.
Okay, I've got a problem here. Or I'm clicking paste and it's just giving, it's posted the link here, but it's not. Okay, wait a minute. Let me try again. I would swear it's a Mercury retrograde. Oh, I'm
It's
not even
it's
kidding.
kind of a full moon, isn't it
Crazy.
still?
There we go. Now, there it went. I had to hit that like four times. Yeah, I'm coming up on a full moon. Yes. That must be it. I don't know. But so anyway, you can get your chart there in the Facebook chat room. For those of you who are not in the chat room, go to myhumandesign.com. Myhumandesign.com, and you can get your free chart done there.
And that's
There's
one of the good ones. There's also a few others. Jovian Archive is another one. But there are a bunch where you can find that out.
So was there a I noticed like on this website then if you want to explore further your gifts and what they mean and what some of these pathways mean, that there's videos you can watch, but they're all kind of pricey. You have to pay for those. Is
That's yeah,
there?
that's only on that one particular website, I think. That's why there are other ones where you can find out stuff too.
Okay. Okay. Is there stuff on YouTube? I didn't get a chance to check YouTube.
I'm sure there is. I without a doubt, I'm sure of it. And also Instagram can give you a lot of information. There's I'm just pulling it up now. There is a creator who goes by her Instagram account is human underscore design underscore hypnotherapy. And she's very animated and she's a manifester also. And she makes videos that are very entertaining and also very informative. And they're just quick little reels, you know.
Oh, good, good.
Yes. So human underscore design underscore hypnotherapy. And her name is Tressa or Teresa. I'm not sure how she says it, probably Teresa. Teresa Rivera. And she's got all these really cool little videos and funny as hell. And just so much information. So there's that one. There's Human Design Blueprint, which is very good. Erin Claire Jones is another one. So yeah, they're all over Instagram. I mean, Human Design
Okay.
is very big on
Okay.
Instagram, and that's where I found out about it. And
I
so I've
got, I
just
was
been.
sitting here thinking about this, and my mind goes to some really weird places sometimes, I'll be the first to admit. And I was thinking about aliens, if there's like a system for extraterrestrials, you know. And why is it that these things are so popular? There's, you know, why is this, you know, astrology and numerology and like this thing, human design, so popular? And it's like, because humanity really does not know where it came from. We have so many conflicting, weird things in these fossil records. Now they're saying that there was a very advanced race 38,000 years ago in some pre-Diluvian era or something, you know, and then there was a cataclysm and, almost everyone died, and that's why we had to restart civilization. And it's like, but we really just we don't know. We have indigenous tribes that say that they were dropped off here from people from the Pleiades.
Well, there's so much about extraterrestrials, and you know, I'm sure you've heard of the Galactic Federation. I believe in a lot of it because it just makes sense. And I've had my own experiences, not firsthand. I wasn't, you know, taken on a ship or anything, but I do know of people who talk about that. Have you heard of Elizabeth April? Yeah, she talks
Of
about it
course.
all the time. The stuff she says, I mean, a lot of it is very resonant, and a lot of it is, you can feel that what she's saying is actually the truth.
Yes.
And she
Yeah.
talks about when she was abducted,
Yep.
and she's
There's
got a lot of really interesting information about she communes with She has these meetings with the Galactic Federation. She talks to the extraterrestrials and she channels. She's channeled some pretty interesting stuff. And, if you want to go down a rabbit hole, it's a pretty interesting one to go down.
And there's a
And she
lot of them
does.
that are credible, like her, and they're all telling the same thing.
Exactly.
So there's
So I,
something to it. They're not all having the
yeah.
same identical hallucination, right?
Right.
And they're not all, I mean, there are some charlatans out there that are in it to
Absolutely.
try to get attention and money and
Right.
sell books and stuff, but the vast majority of them are sincere individuals who have nothing to gain by coming
Right.
out and saying that. In fact, they have a lot to lose, and the ridicule and the, stonewalling they get and so forth. It actually has disrupted their lives. And it takes a lot of courage to come out and say, I've been abducted by aliens, or I'm in contact with aliens and stuff like that, without people thinking you're absolutely batshit crazy,
Right, exactly. And just it's there's just too much information. And frankly, the government has already said that they have proof of UFOs. So, I mean, it's coming to light. There's so much coming to light that, I personally have had some meditations where I have seen certain things about who we really are and who I am. And frankly, I believe that a lot of human beings on this earth are actually not, this is not our native planet. This is a school. But our where we are actually born and are from is not here. And a lot of us are extraterrestrials in human bodies. And I know that sounds really weird to a lot of
No, it
people,
doesn't involve star seeds, a lot
but
of them.
yeah, that's what star seeds are for sure. And I feel like a lot of us are. I'm pretty sure of it, actually.
Yeah, and if you sit in an airport long enough, you will be convinced. If you just sit there and people watch, after a while, you can pick them out.
Yeah, right.
I spent three
Or if
days in an
you,
airport, and I got
oh
to
God, that's
I
right, you
got pretty good
did.
at
Right, poor
it.
thing. Plus, if you go into a deep meditation and you really like Elizabeth April, she'll do that. And I've done a few deep meditations and I've seen like who I am, literally. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
What did you
So,
see? Can you describe it, or would you? Or is
I
it?
hesitate because it's so very precious to me.
Okay.
But
It's okay.
it's definitely, let me, it's just, it's something I don't necessarily want to divulge to
That's
the
okay.
entire
That
world just
that's okay.
yet.
That's okay.
But please allow it to suffice for me to just say that it was an incredible experience to really see my divinity, because that's what it was. Yeah. Very cool. Very, very cool.
Awesome.
And it's okay, I will share a little bit about this because I think people will find it interesting. So I've always, throughout my whole life, I've always had people tell me that I have an angelic energy and a very calming presence.
Yes,
And
you do.
thank you. And it's just something that like many people have said throughout my life. And then when I did the meditation, this one time, I definitely that was confirmed to me that there's a very true angelic energy in my energy. And it's one of the reasons I probably chose to do what I do to help people. So that's, without saying too much, because again, it is very precious and private to me. That's all part of it. But star seeds, it's basically a form of being a star seed. And
You
there are
haven't.
many,
Oh, go ahead.
there are many different types of starseeds from many different planets, and there are, you know, Pleiadians and Lyrians, and then there's a group called the Angelics, and that's mine.
I am not surprised. You have a beautiful energy and one
Thank you.
that invites you to take your mask off. You can take all that off and just be yourself around you and say anything you've got to say, share anything. You create a safe space and you're very grounded. And it's so stabilizing and just so nurturing. There's just, without you even really having to say much. I mean, that's just your energy. It's just, you're in the right work line for sure. Line of work, I mean, absolutely helping people. And you just have a genuine and an off just an authenticity about you that I've always admired.
That really means a lot. I'm receiving that right in my heart space, Raven. I really appreciate that very
Yeah,
much.
from my heart to yours, totally. I'm serious.
Yeah, we've had some really good conversations, and I'm so happy to hear that you feel that. That means a lot.
Yeah, you really I do. So
It's so nice.
glad you've been on the radio now since a year and a half with your radio
Almost.
show. Yeah, I
Yeah.
think it was September when you started.
I did. I started September 11th.
Oh, September 11th, easy date to
Yep.
remember, huh? Wow.
Yep.
Yeah,
I
I'm so
know.
glad you came to one too. And I love your radio show. So tell us about the Love Sherpa. For those who maybe not have heard this the first time, how did you get the name Love Sherpa?
Oh, it's funny. So I had a client one day. He was a lovely gentleman, and we had just finished our session. And he said to me, so you're kind of like, he was trying to pinpoint, I guess, exactly, like give me a label and about what it is that I do. And really all I do is really at the heart of it is be the presence of love and allow whatever comes through to come through and share that energy with people as I help them heal in whatever way that happens. And I can do it a few different ways. And so it's something that is kind of organic for me. And so he felt this energy, and he was very affected by it. And he said, so you're kind of like a love Sherpa.
I love
Because
it.
he said, I'm like a guide for love, for the emotion of love and for the essence and energy of love. And I just
I
love
love
that.
that.
And I
Yeah.
said, can I use that? Can I steal that from you? He's like, yeah, go right ahead. And so I did, and I loved it, and it's been perfect for me.
It is. That's
So
awesome.
that's where it came from.
I
I have the
love
best
it.
clients. I do. I have the best clients. They're so awesome. They're so open and loving, and that's what I really appreciate most about them. They're very open to receive the energy that I have to offer them, and I love doing that.
That's awesome. I love that. Love Sherpa. I always say love Sherpa when I'm in the chat room for you.
I know. I
I want to give a
always see
shout
your comments. You're like, hello, love Sherpa.
I actually found a sweatshirt that was made and it had the in the on the tag it said Sherpa. I thought of you immediately, of course.
Yeah,
I'd like
well,
to.
I mean, in the I want to say the Alps, but I don't think it's the Alps, although I guess it could be somewhere in
South America, I think.
where the
Let's
Dalai
see.
Lama is from. There's guides, and they call them
Oh yeah, there's
Sherpas.
Sherpas up there too. Yeah,
Yeah,
the Himalayas.
right, right,
Yeah.
yeah. So that's kind of cool. I
Yeah, no
don't
doubt.
mind that.
So I wanted to give a shout out. I'm finally in the chat room, guys. So I wanted to say a quick hello to everybody who's here tonight. There's Renee and Terry and Tara and Pam and Cindy and Nathan is here. Hi, Nathan. I think I got everybody. Anyway, thank you for joining us tonight. Let's see. Pamela says that She ran one for herself on the human design, and she got manifesting generator. And she says,
Nice.
I haven't had much time to look into it more. Well, yeah, that website will have quite a bit of information. I love how it, like on the gifts, that's what all those like little numbers and stuff are that you see throughout the map. And it has one that is your special gift. And mine was, how did they word that? Self-created joy.
Oh, I love that.
I'm like, at first I really didn't understand that. It was like, oh yeah, that's your twisted sense of humor, how you just can make something funny out of the worst thing. You can find something to laugh at, and it's the only thing that's kept my sanity. I'm
Well,
sure of it. So
yeah, think how important that is to have a good sense
yeah.
of humor, right? And Capricorns have really good senses of humor. Usually they're very dry.
Yeah. There's a lot of comedians that are Capricorns, and you wouldn't think, with having such a reputation for being stoic, that you'd have a lot of comedians, but there really are.
The thing about comedians that I've noticed, and I've known a few of them, professional comedians, they're actually somewhat depressed in private life, and they put on a happy face on stage, a
Yeah.
lot of them.
Look at Robin
So that,
Williams.
yeah, exactly. So that doesn't surprise me. It really doesn't.
Yeah.
The other thing I noticed about human design that is notable. I mean, there are many things. The whole thing is fascinating, but it tells you how you are. And we talked about this a little bit the other day too, how you are when you're not following your design.
Yeah.
So if I'm not following my design, I tend to get bitter, and I hate being bitter. So I will try to follow my design to the letter as much as possible because it just feels better. It feels more me, more authentic. And yours, I know, is anger. You get
Anger.
angry,
Yeah. Yeah.
right?
And boy, do I. I got
And
that
if
Irish
you're
temper thing going, and I got to keep my lid on that because it can be very destructive.
so
And I,
you
yeah.
know that if you're getting angry that something is out of whack, I'm not following
Yeah.
my design there.
Yep. Yeah, definitely. I mean,
You
I
gotta
can just
shift.
be explosive. It actually terrifies me. Sometimes it is really
Yeah.
kind of snuck up on me, and I couldn't put the lid back on. Yeah.
Yeah. So
And just
that's
the
why it's important. You just have to find out more about your purpose and how you work best, and then it gets easy. It makes life so much easier.
Mine was disseminating information and searching out the truth, sharing knowledge, and stuff like that. And I was
Yeah.
like, yeah, that's what I love to do. That's
And
all
then,
kind of the whole point of the radio show, really.
yeah.
Yeah.
And initiation is really important for a manifestor too. You initiate things. You like to create and initiate.
Yeah.
Whereas me, on the other hand, I'm a projector, and we are the guides, which again goes hand in hand with the
Yeah.
Sherpa thing. And we guide energy. So the energy types, like generators and manifesting generators, they create the energy. And the splenic types, like manifestors and projectors and reflectors, we guide that energy. And so if I have to wait though, I have to wait to be invited to guide someone's energy. I can't just jump in and say, oh, well, here's what I think you should do, blah, 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 blah. Because if I do that, and I have done it, it never lands well. It just doesn't. I have to wait until it's invited. And I can tell if it's invited. Sometimes I can feel it energetically that they want to know what I think. But I like to ask if I'm not sure, you know? But it's interesting because everybody has a certain way that works best for them. And this all made so much sense to me because I never knew why. When I had a really good piece of advice to give somebody and I gave it to them and they didn't want it. And I was like, why don't you want this? It's amazing. They
And
weren't ready to hear it. They didn't invite me. They didn't invite me.
that with just information. I would go to family Sunday dinners, and I would have, been down rabbit holes all week long, and discovered how bad fluoride was, for example. And I couldn't wait till Sunday so I could tell everybody, warn everybody. And I'm like, it was coming from a place of sincerity, like, hey, this is bad stuff for you. Don't get different toothpaste, you know? And they looked at me like I had three heads, and then
Of
started
course.
in on the jokes about the tinfoil hats and all that other stuff. And it was like, oh man, I was so hurt. And I have subjected my family to so many crazy topics, and just
But see,
don't appreciate it.
that's what a manifestor does. A manifestor is pretty radical.
Well, yeah, I'm just living my sign, man.
You are. You're living your design for sure. And the more you know about it, the more you'll realize like when to talk about that and when not to talk about
it. When not to talk about that. Yeah. I have to really watch myself. I mean, even just something mundane, I'll start to give the back history of something when no one's even asked. And I just do it. I have to stop myself, you know, like some factoid on something, you know, and I'll just start launching into, you know, well, you know why that is, don't you? You know, back
and
in 17, maybe more.
Sure, because you know, and you want to inform. That's your thing. You inform.
I don't even know how I know all this stuff sometimes.
Because it's your design. But that's just it. If someone's not ready to hear what you have, then you're just wasting your breath, and that's not good for you.
My friend told me, he says, Raven, no one cares.
The right people care. The right, you just have to find the right people.
Yeah.
And you magnetize them after a while. The right people will come to you. That's what's been happening for me lately. I've noticed the right people are coming to me because they feel my energy. Because when I start living my design, and the same goes for you, when you live your design, people feel that and they come toward you.
Yes, I've noticed that. And everybody's becoming so much more aware of energy and their energy and projecting energy and how everything is energy. You know, it's kind of like 10 years ago, you didn't hear much about that. You never heard anything about quantum physics. You never heard anything about, you started to hear a little bit about like the law of attraction through The Secret when that movie came out.
Right.
But overall, people were unaware of all the other laws of the universe and polarity and vibration and all that stuff. And now that's, mainstream, mainstream.
Exactly. Yeah. The law of vibration. There's another one I really love. Can't think of what it is, but yeah, the laws of the universe. Attraction is just one. I can't think of it.
Correspondence.
That's one of them. Yeah.
As above, so below. Just like 7 or 10 of them. Hermetic principles. Yeah. Yeah.
And they're all so good.
And I love the fact that we have discovered how magical water is. Just water, something we take for granted every day. And how it absolutely responds to human intention and human consciousness. That's just magical. It's so magical. It's just, I love it.
Did you ever write an intention on your water bottle?
Yep.
Like when you wanted something? Yeah.
Yep.
Good. That's a good tool.
I think I kept myself healthy all through that whole COVID thing by doing that.
Good for you.
My immune system is strong. My immune system is strong. Yeah.
That's fabulous. Yeah.
Tape that to your water bottle. It's amazing what you can do with that stuff. I mean,
it's all intention. Yeah. Intention is very powerful.
Yeah. It's everything.
I like to do bedtime intentions sometimes. Like if I have a specific thing I want to manifest, I'll do a bedtime intention or even just a simple one for the next day to, have things go smoothly in a certain situation that I might be having the next day. Or even if I want to sleep late and have no noise outside, I did that all this week. Every night I went to bed and I had a chance to sleep late a few mornings, and sometimes I get woken up because it's noisy outside there, with the lawnmower and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this week, every night I made the intention for it to be quiet the next morning, and it was. So it's a small thing, but it's a big deal to me.
It is.
I need my sleep.
All those little magic things, they're so worth it. Well, we have talked right down to the end of the show. If you'd like to let everyone know how to get a hold of you, if they want to work with you, or feel free to post something in the chat, how they can get a hold of you. Feel free to do so.
I will post something in the chat as soon as we get off the air because I can't do two things at once like that. But you can find me on Instagram. I'm at lori.the.love.sherpa or Facebook Messenger under Lori Love. Either way is fine.
All right. God, this went fast.
It did. That was so fun. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming back to the rabbit hole. I just love talking to you. You're such a sweetheart.
Oh, you're a doll. It's
everybody,
pleasure.
Don't go anywhere. Stay right where you are because Ethereal Styles and Soulful Smiles is next with Jay and Alan. So don't go
Yay.
Anywhere. You still got some more wonderful Wednesday night programming. So you've been listening to Raven's Rabbit Hole on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to a changing world. Good night, everybody. Remember your stardust. Love you. Shine your light.